Good morning. Welcome Michigan State offense today, press conference. I'll introduce the head table. We'll have Coach Treadwell give opening statements. Any questions, I do need to raise hands, and I'll bring the microphone over. Offensive coordinator, Don Treadwell, wide receiver, Blair White, center, Joel Nishman, and Kirk Cousins, quarterback. Coach Treadwell.
Well, first of all, let me say, behalf of Michigan State, we're certainly very excited to be here in the Alamo Bowl. I mean, tremendously exciting. And for us, we feel blessed to have brought some young men, at least over here this morning, from the offense that are what we would consider impact players that at the table here. And I'm sure they'll have some opportunity to share some of their thoughts on their experience on what they've done. But, you know, from the big picture, it was just been tremendous hospitality here with the Alamo Bowl. We are so excited and thrilled to be here. We've enjoyed ourselves. We haven't had to get up and shovel any snow or anything like that. So anything like that from that standpoint, from where we have come from, is a big positive. And I think these guys would attest to the fact they've eaten pretty well, and they have a few more events yet to take place that we're all excited about doing. So we just wanted to come over today to share a few thoughts with you on behalf of the game. We certainly look to this game with a tremendous worthy opponent. I mean, Texas Tech defensively, I made a few comments before, but they just do a tremendous job of flying to the football. So this is a team that I don't know that just one or two guys stand out. They, as a unit, do a tremendous job of moving and getting to the football. They defeat blocks up front. I know our O-linemen will have a great challenge up front in that regard, and they're very athletic on the back end, the linebackers, the defensive backs. They run very well. So this is a unit that I think I – maybe similar to when we talked about Big Ten football, there's a few teams in the Big Ten, for example, like Iowa, that they're not going to necessarily try to fool you schematically in what they do, but they're going to play the same thing play after play and do it very well. And to a degree, that's what this team does. They get into some base things. They're not going to try to necessarily fool you where they're going to be, but they're going to give you a heck of a time trying to do what you want to do based on, you know, them knowing their assignments and being very sound in it. So, having said that, maybe what we'll do is go with the flow and maybe open it up for some questions in general to myself and any of the offensive players, and we'll go from there.
Coach, they're wide spreads. How big of a problem does it pose for you having just maybe adjust to something new, having not seen it before?
In their spreads, did you say?
Yes, and when I know that you guys, they do that on the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. But even on defense, they take some wider stances with their defensive ends. Would you just talk about maybe those?
Well, defensively, specifically, as you mentioned, the defensive ends there, I think different teams, from a technique standpoint, try different things that fits their scheme. And because of their speed on the edge, I believe one of their defensive ends was the first, you know, team all-league candidate. And that probably lends itself to trying to put a little bit of heat, whether it be on the offensive tackle or tight end blocking, whoever it might be on your edge. And that probably shows itself because they do have a number of sacks. They do get to the quarterback, at least in the games that they have played up to this point. So I think for them that's a strength because they're kind of letting you know, hey, we're going to really get up the field. And if that's an issue for you, then they're going to try to make it a little bit more, you know, of an obvious situation as the game progresses.
This one's for Blair. You know, reflect, it's your last game Saturday. Reflect on your journey as a player, as a walk-on, and just kind of talk about what this game's going to mean for you.
Well, obviously, this is going to be my last game, and like you said, it's pretty emotional, but, you know, I think we've come a long way as a team, and, you know, we might not have had the year that we set our goals on, but we have a chance to win a bowl game, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun with me and all the players and friends and coaches, and I'm just excited to get out there one last time and compete in, you know, it's a great bowl game. There's going to be a lot of people watching, so it should be fun.
This is for Kirk. What do you know about this team's offensive capabilities a month later, knowing that you guys had to get some new guys, some reps, and had to deal with players not being here? What's different, and what do you think you know now that maybe you didn't?
Well, yeah, we've had to, you know, mix around with some personnel groupings and figure some things out there in the past month, and we've got a pretty good feel for what we're going to be doing Saturday. But you know, what we do have are some great receivers still. We have Blair, we have Keyshawn, who have shown what they can do all season, and that hasn't changed, and that's not going to change on Saturday. So we're very excited about getting them the football. We've talked all season about the four tight ends that we have and how we've tried to use all those guys, and we're going to, you know, plan on using them as much as we can Saturday night, and we have a great game plan in, a lot of offense in. So, you know, there's a lot there, and we're excited for the opportunity to go showcase it.
For Joel, talking to Baker and Caper yesterday, they were saying that because it's down to those two, they've really had a chance to develop chemistry with the offensive line, and you all have kind of felt the same way just because you know the tendencies of those two. Could you just talk about that and how this could possibly, have you finally, I guess, gelled knowing that you know the two guys, you know what they're going to do?
All right. I think it's huge having chemistry between ourselves and the two running backs. First off, they're two talented running backs, so that they really make us look good at times. And I think that we first have to just be able to execute on our side. And like I said, they get a little bit of a seam, and they'll take it, and they'll go far with it. So, but no, knowing what they like to do, the kind of cuts that they like to make, I think it doesn't exactly affect our blocks, but at the same time, it's nice to know where he's looking to go.
Kirk, following up on the question to Coach Tredd, obviously a lot of people have talked about the way they spread their offensive line, but they do the same with their defensive end. Teams that have successfully battled their defensive end use some audibles sometimes when, rather than go to a five-step drop, run the ball. Is your audibilizing going to be critical watching them and how far off the tackle they move?
We're always trying to evaluate, you know, every snap, what the defense is doing, and getting the best play possible, but at the same time, you know, Coach Treadwell is going to put us in a great situation all game long. So we'll just roll with what gets called, and if I feel, you know, we need to get into a better player, what I'm coached to check out of, then we'll do that. But at the same time, you know, we have our reads, we have our indicators that we're going to look for, and then go from there.
Hey, Joel, you've pretty much been in the playing group all three of these bowl games the last 3 years. Can you talk about how the mood might be different this time in the last couple of years as a more of a mature team? You guys played pretty well in the last two bowl opportunities, but you maybe more so than the others have been involved in a game prep for a bowl game. Any differences this year?
I don't know, you know, if there's too many differences overall. I think that it's definitely nice to know what we're doing now. We're getting used to the bowl scene, and that's something I know these coaches are going to keep moving forward with. But I definitely think there's a maturity now. I think we really know how to handle ourselves well in these bowl games, and we know how to prepare and give a good, strong showing. So, yeah, the more experience we get, the better we're going to be.
For both Coach and Kirk, it's obviously if Tech gets one-dimensional and has to throw the ball 70 times, they can be very successful. If you guys have to throw the ball 40, 45 times, maybe not, just because that's just not the MO of this team. How critical is it that the two freshman running backs do play a key role and are able to move the ball and the time of possession in this game?
Well, just in the big picture, certainly each game that we go into, for the most part, our thoughts have always been to work towards being very balanced. You know, we from the get-go, that's one of the things our head coaches always stress with Coach D'Antonio. You're going to work to be a balanced team, and a balanced team means you're going to be able to run the football. So that in itself is a foundation of what we do. But as you mentioned, certainly, you know, you can draw some light to it in the fact that certainly against a very explosive opponent that they have in terms of what they do on offense, I'm sure it will be to our advantage to certainly be a balanced team, to be able to run the football, take some time with the clock, and, you know, do what we do. But certainly that being the case also, there's some things that we'll do, and as Kurt does very well, you know, if we are throwing the football, you know, he'll throw where his reads take him and those type of things. So we won't handcuff ourselves either at the same point.
Kirk, I know your journey, you still have a few more years to go, but to get to this point, I mean, starting quarterback in Michigan State's bowl game, I mean, looking back at just the steps you took to get there, what does this mean to you and kind of what's going through your head now? Considering a lot of things could have happened differently, you might not have been at Michigan State, who knows, but what are your thoughts right now?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this opportunity. We were just talking this morning at an FCA breakfast we were at, someone mentioned having an attitude of gratitude. And you need to look around sometimes and just realize the position you've been able to be in, and it's not because of anything I've done, just because of the opportunity that I've been given, and I'm very thankful for that. And so I'm living a dream, and to play in a bowl game like this and have an opportunity to play is very exciting. We just practiced in the Alamo Dome yesterday, and I found myself looking around at the stadium saying, you know, I'm not in high school anymore, and this is pretty cool. So very excited, and, you know, we really want to win this football game, and, you know, we're going to rely on these guys here and a lot of other guys, and it's going to be a full team effort to get the job done.
This is for Coach Treadwell. Guys like Cam Martin, Milton Colbert, how have they responded to additional reps, and what do you see as their role being in Saturday's game?
I think at the receiver position, certainly, and Kirk's touched on it, you know, one of the most positive things is certainly we have some returning guys that have been starters that have been in the fire, you know, Blair and here today, and certainly Keyshawn Martin, his role will increase. And I think it's been really neat and a very positive in that some of the young men that have had a limited role at best have had an opportunity to certainly get a lot of reps in preparation for this bowl game. And just even the fact that you have bowl practice typically, especially early on, gives a lot more young men across the board, whether it be receiver or any position, more opportunities to be coached up, if you will, you know, on what they need to do fundamentally. And then, of course, as we keep moving closer toward the game with the game plan itself, but certainly one thing you're always working towards is having depth. You always got to have a plan B, but also at the same time, like you said, outside of receiver, you know, as Kurt touched on, you know, the tight ends have been a big part of what we do, and that's always been a very depth, you know, for us at that position. But I think those guys that you mentioned, you know, Cam Martin, Milton, Brad Sontag, they have really stepped up their performance, and I'm sure they're very excited to get on the field this Saturday night.
Hey, Don, one more thing about that. A lot of talk about the two freshman running backs. One of the other scholarship guys that's still around is A.J. Jimerson. Has he been getting more reps with the twos and the ones? He's kind of waited patiently for his role and done what he can do on special teams. A.J. in practice, can you talk about him this month?
Yeah, A.J. Jimerson, you know, again, another senior, and he has certainly been a journeyman. I mean, he's done a variety of things for us, as you just touched on. Tremendously involved in special teams throughout the year. But again, with the lack of experience depth, so to speak, he's brought a lot more, you know, opportunities to the table, and I think he's taken advantage of it. You know, he's a very positive young man. He just wants to win, and he gives 100% in everything that he does. So certainly his role has increased in that way also. And, you know, the running back coach, Coach Enos, does a great job on the sideline on game day, really kind of keeping a barometer on those guys and when they need to be pulled out, et cetera. And if he needs to share something with one guy, I'm sure without question he would feel comfortable having A.J. go in whatever role we need him in that particular game.
Blair, because of your talents and success, you obviously already have a bullseye on your back. Because of the circumstances involved with the wide receiver situation, do you go into this game feeling that you have to do more? And does that put pressure on you, and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I kind of see it as a challenge, and you know, we have these guys out, and you know, with Keyshawn and some other guys are going to step in. But personally, I you know, if you want to call it pressure, you can go ahead and call it that. But I'm just, you know, I'm excited to go out there and make as many plays as I can. And if the reason the offense, you know, bring the ball my way, then I'm that more excited. But we're just, I think we just really want to get this last win, because a lot of people, you know, there's been a lot of negatives, and we're just excited to get out, you know, Saturday and bring some positive back to the program and get a win.
This is for all the players. How much have you all been paying attention to what's going on with Texas Tech and the Mike Leach situation?
Yeah, it's something that doesn't change what we do. You know, we can't control what goes on there, and so we just focus on what we need to do to beat Texas Tech, and whatever goes on over there is what goes on over there, but that's not our concern, really. You know, we're going to focus on what we can control, and that's our preparation for this football game and being ready for Saturday night.
Hey, Kirk, I can't leave until I ask you a hometown question. Because of your personality and talents and stuff going back to Holland, and this being your first bowl game and you know, start and everything, have you gotten congratulatories? Have you gotten good lucks from former coaches, players, students?
Yeah, we were able to go home on the 21st and be home for Christmas, and so I was able to see a lot of family and friends over those few days at home. And Yeah, it was fun to go back and kind of reminisce some old high school football memories with some former teammates and a couple of guys I thought about maybe road tripping down to the game down here. So we'll see if they're able to make the trip. But, yeah, it was fun to go back home and visit with old teammates and coaches, walk the halls of my high school, and just see some old familiar faces. They've been, you know, praying for me and supporting me ever since I left Holland Christian.
This is for Coach Treadwell. Is it crazy to think that Keith Nichol could be more than just a quarterback in this game, given how athletic he is? I know he tested out really well as far as his physical attributes and speed and all. Just kind of curious what your thoughts are on that.
Keith Nichol certainly is a very talented athlete. And, you know, there's always that room for a wild card, you know, a guy that is versatile like him, you know, that can do some different things. So I'm certainly sure that, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if we have Keith Nichol in the game in any capacity. You know, he certainly can do some things with the ball in his hands, and so I think we'll continue to roadmap some things there to see what would be to our advantage, you know, if he indeed is in the game and what we can do best to serve our football team with him in there. But certainly he's always in a forethought of the front of our mind. That's probably another way of saying it right there. Absolutely.
Coach, with your up here, with your team suspensions and now this leech thing, is this one of the more crazier few weeks leading up into a bowl game?
Oh, I don't know if it's any more crazy. I think sometimes when you have adversity, and you know, Keith, we were talking earlier today, Kirk and some other guys, and even I think at the FCA, if I'm not mistaken, one of the themes was dealing with adversity, and I thought they handled it very well, and basically, Kirk mentioned it, all we can really control is what we do, and a lot of times when you're working through adversity, typically it has a way of bringing you together, and certainly our focus has been tremendous because we know what we do have, and we want to do the best job we can with what we have. So I wouldn't say it's been a distraction. If anything, it's been more of a positive that really hones us in and focuses in as a football family as a whole.
Blair, can you talk about Texas Tech's defensive backfield, what you see back there, some of the talent, and Kirk, if you can comment on that also. Thank you.
Yeah, well, Texas Tech, I think they're 8-4, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, they got some guys that can play, and everyone always talks about their offense being high-powered and they could put points on the board. But their defense is very solid, too. And, you know, I think a couple of guys in the backfield were second team or honorable mention all-conference. And so they got some athletes back there, and they you know, we've mapped out kind of what their tendencies are and watched some film on them. So, you know, we'll be ready to go and make some adjustments in the game.
Yeah, they do a good job of mixing up their coverages and rotating their safeties. And, you know, one of their safeties is only a freshman, and I believe was a, you know, a freshman All Big 12 or freshman All American. So he's had a great season being a young player. And, you know, we're excited for that challenge. And, you know, they face a lot of passing teams in the Big 12, so they're used to stopping a spread offense or passing offense. So trying to throw the ball or air it out is nothing new to them.
Coach, during the season, you got 3 days to game plan for the next team up. It is when you have the 5 and the 6 weeks, just as to be able to think things through and maybe come up with some new schemes, is that more enjoyable as a coach having those extra weeks?
Well, you know, it serves a couple purposes, certainly those extra weeks that you have, and I think I might have touched on it earlier in the conversation, just simply in the fact that your younger players, who for the most part may serve roles in preparation of your opponent week to week, you really get time early on especially to work hands-on with those young men and, again, and helping them build the foundation at every position that we have to improve themselves that way. And then even from a schematic standpoint of better understanding and equipping them to know what we're trying to get them to ultimately do, because a lot of those guys, after we lose a couple of seniors that are here with me today, there's some other people that have to be able to step in a hurry. And nothing can beat bowl opportunity as far as time spent to do that. So it's really unique. And then the flip side of your question, of course, if anything, we have to restrain ourselves because there is extra time and not have too much, you know, offense. And there's that fine line because we have so many great, tremendous offensive coaches, and there's a lot of great ideals that we generate in there, but we still have to kind of keep it streamlined within reason to make sure these young men can, you know, take advantage of what we want them to do.
Thank you, guys. Coach, if I could get Coach and Kirk to stay up there, and Blair, if you could stand on this wall, and Joel over there, we'll just have a couple minutes before we get you back to practice. Okay. You guys want to grab a quick one-on-one?